Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 102. And today we're talking about how to be kind to kinesthetic learners. How to be kind to kinesthetic learners, what does that mean? Well, as many of you will know, people have preferred learning styles. There's certainly a mix, and no one's in only one category of these three, but we do have preferences. And so we have our auditory learners. These are the kind of people who love to hear a lecture, love to hear a talk. They are listening and they're taking it in. Often, like my father, I'll see him sometimes when I'm talking, close his eyes as I'm preaching. And that's not because he's not interested or falling asleep. It's because it helps him to concentrate on what he is hearing being said. That's your auditory learner. Then we have our visual learners. Those are the ones who love you. They bless you when you put pictures on screen. Or you have a prop and you're doing something with your hands, they're seeing it, or a skit, or a video, something like that. Those are our visual learners. And then we have what I consider perhaps to be the most neglected group in our congregations, which are the kinesthetic learners. And these are the people who learn best and primarily by doing things. They are physically involved and they're moving, or they're using their hands. That's the kind of learner. And I thought I'd talk about this because I saw this done particularly well last Sunday. We had an outdoor service in the Watford Church of Christ, and Joe Cronier did a lesson for us on his allotment. We had our allotment Sunday. We have two of these a year, each year, one in the spring when we're sowing and planting, and then one in the autumn when we're reaping and harvesting. And Joe did a lesson. I'm going to give you a short clip now, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And look at the way in which he involved people kinesthetically.
So I'm going to hand out a few little envelopes.
Thank you very much. Five and a half.
Okay, open number two, please, and tell me what it says. William, you've got number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Mulligan, what's written on your...
Joy, love, and peace.
Joy, love, and peace. What do they look like? Just little cardboard cutters. They are actually seed. They are seed. What's written on yours, William?
Goodness, patience, and kindness.
Goodness, patience, and kindness. What's on yours, Tunde?
Self-control, gentleness.
Now, the three of you, please, can you come and plant your seeds in the compost? And the compost here represents people that's in our life. It might be people at home, it might be people at work. Just push it in. People at work, people on the roads, people in the shops, people that cut in front of you when you're driving, people that don't say thank you. The compost represents them. So now we're planting seeds. Perfect. Thank you very much. Now,
there you go.
Perfect.
Ooh, ooh. Nice work, Dan.
Look at that. Well done.
Do you see the way that Joe did that? Using envelopes. Everybody had an envelope. Well, not everybody. Several people had an envelope. And they had something inside it. And so there you have the experience of physically holding the envelope while Joe is speaking, and then opening it and pulling out what is inside, and then looking at it, and then reading it. All these experiences, and then taking the object up to where Joe was with his plant pot and putting it into the soil. All these physical actions help the kinesthetic learners so much, and they help the visual learners because the visual learners are watching those people do that. And for the auditory learners, we're taken care of nicely because Joe is still speaking and talking. So I love the way that Joe did that. He catered to the auditory listeners, to the visual and the auditory learners, the visual learners, and the kinesthetic learners in a great way. And it really helped us all. Here are three reasons why this really helps people. Firstly, attention. People pay attention when they've got something to do because they're thinking, I wonder when it's my turn. And so they're paying attention, they're not getting bored, their mind isn't drifting as much, they know that they have a part, therefore they pay attention. The second reason why this works well is because of contribution. I have something to contribute to this lesson. I'm not a passive listener or observer, I'm a participant. I have something to contribute. I have, as they say, some skin in the game. And then thirdly, stickiness. There's something about physically doing things that helps the point of lessons stick. You tend to remember things better because of that. So attention, contribution, and stickiness. And wouldn't that be great if more of our lessons helped people to pay attention, to feel they had something to contribute, and were able to remember that what we're talking about sticks in their minds and hopefully in their hearts and makes a difference to their lives. Those are the reasons. And here's the thing. Jesus did this. Jesus, the master storyteller, did this. He catered for the kinesthetic learners. Think about the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, of the boy with the five small barley loaves in chapter 6 of John in verse 9. Andrew says, here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will they go among so many? This bread and these fish are brought to Jesus. Someone's found the boy. The boy has delivered them. He's given them up. He's brought them to Jesus and the apostles. That's a bit of kinesthetic stuff going on right there, bringing the food. And then afterwards, what happens is Jesus tells the disciples in verse 12, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. There's kinesthetic learning going on. You say, well, no, it's just tidiness. Ah, but of course, what we know is that in Matthew 16, Jesus uses this. They're going across the lake in Matthew 16 and verse 5. They'd forgotten to take bread. Be careful, Jesus says, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they said, is it because we didn't bring any bread? Aware of the discussion, Jesus says, you have little faith. What are you talking about? Don't you still understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000? Or how many basketfuls you gathered? Remember the basketfuls you gathered when I sent you out? And they remember the action of walking out, walking among the huge crowd, gathering up the leftovers into those baskets. It would be a sticky moment for them in their memory. The seven loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking about bread? Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then they understood. Something clicked for them at that point. He was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You see, the kinesthetic moment of gathering up the baskets of bread was something that Jesus was going to use later, whether he planned to or it just became available, but it gave him a way of helping them to understand something that up until that point they had not understood. For the kinesthetic learners, and for all of us really, but especially for those whose preference is that learning style, the kinesthetic is so important. How could you add a bit more into your lessons, your sermons, your lessons, your discussions? How could you add a bit more that would help particularly the kinesthetic learners to pay attention, to believe they have a contribution, and to remember that the lessons will stick with them? Think about your next lesson. The next lesson I'm doing is on Acts chapter 5, and I'm preparing it now. I need to be thinking about how can I cater to the auditory learners, to the visual learners, but then again, to the kinesthetic learners. What can I draw out of that chapter? Well, we'll see as I get nearer to preaching it. Perhaps I'll share with you. If you've got suggestions, I would love to know that. What are your thoughts on the best way to engage kinesthetic learners in our Sunday services? What have you seen done well? What have you seen that doesn't work so well? Do you have any other tips that would help with this? Any other insight? Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. That would really help. And also, if you could do me one favor, pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. Do it now. Don't do it later. Do it now. Copy the link and send it on via text, WhatsApp, email, or some other medium. And then other people will benefit too. Thank you so much. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.